Now we are on a mission to digitize Ghana. We have to be aware that new systems will only be as good as the people who implement them. New systems disrupt the status quo, and therefore one can expect pushback from beneficiaries of the status quo. Our experience with the implementation of the paperless system at the ports is a case in point. Data from GCNet indicates that today, 48% of containers are cleared within 24 hours, and 70% of containers are cleared within 72 hours. While this is an improvement, it is still not good enough for us. It is clear that notwithstanding the new systems that have been implemented, there are concerted efforts by a few to circumvent the paperless system, both by customs and other officials. I understand that some officials at the port are demanding documents from importers for stamping in a paperless regime. This is actually quite ridiculous and should not happen. No official should demand from an importer documents, except, of course, the weigh bill and the bill of lading when you are exiting the port, for example. No, you should not demand from any importer documents for stamping or any other purpose during this clearance process, except, as I said, for the weigh bill and the bill of lading. All the relevant documents under the paperless system are online. So just look at your tablet and you'll find the documentation you're looking for. Of course, this request for paper is really a ruse for corruption. From July 1st, we're reducing the number of agencies undertaking joint inspections at the port from 16 to 3. So from July 1, when you were doing joint inspections, you would only have 3 agencies now: Ghana Standards Authority, Food and Drugs Authority, and the Customs. They can be joined by National Security and NACOP, of course, based on intelligence. Otherwise, if there's no particular intelligence for National Security or NACOP to be there, they wouldn't be there. You'd just have 3 institutions who will do the joint inspection. The compliance stage of the clearance process from July 1 will be abolished, since it has become redundant under the new system. This function will be undertaken under the Customs Technical Services Bureau, or CTSB. We are establishing a task force to monitor the implementation of the paperless system at the port so that we can get daily or weekly reports of what is actually happening and make sure that if there are any bottlenecks,